USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Millions across the country remain without power as a large winter storm has left nearly three-quarters of the U.S. covered in snow and dealing with record low temperatures in many areas. At least 16 deaths have been attributed to the storm, with a strong tornado in Brunswick County, North Carolina, killing three. Utilities in several states have implemented rolling blackouts as power demands for heat and electricity have risen to record levels. Texas has been one of the worst hit, with more than 4 million people losing power across the state, and officials opening warming centers for those without power. Large areas of the Great Plains are under wind chill advisories, and winter weather advisories remain in effect from Maine all the way down to New Mexico, as another system is expected to bring more snow and ice to the south, Midwest, and Northeast later this week. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The National Guard units guarding the U.S. Capitol could be there until the fall, according to new reports. Emails between the National Security Council and the Department of Defense reportedly show that there have been internal discussions about keeping the Guard in the Capitol until the fall of this year. But Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the plan remains to send those troops home in mid-March. He tells Fox News that there have been internal discussions about a longer mission, but only for planning purposes.
There was some internal discussions about hypothetical potential future operations. I mean, you know, Neil, the Pentagon's a planning organization. That's what we do. We plan for all kinds of contingencies that actually don't ever happen. And so there was some internal discussions about, well, what if we needed to keep them longer? What would that look like? That's what we're expected to do. We're expected to be ready for to answer those kinds of questions. But right now, Neil, the plan is mid-March to end this mission.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
New York's governor is facing even more pressure as more scrutiny is placed on his decisions involving nursing homes during the pandemic. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, the Democrat from New York, blamed the staff of New York nursing homes for the record-high death toll that was brought about by mandating infected people be put into nursing homes. The directive was issued by Governor Cuomo.
COVID did not get into the nursing homes by people coming from hospitals. COVID got into the nursing homes by staff walking into the nursing home.
As gathered by Fox News cameras, some New Yorkers aren't buying it.
We're calling for Cuomo to resign. We're calling for de Blasio to resign. They have not listened to public health. They have not listened to advocates. We're saying that your actions have killed.
It's just really sad, but it's also, like, good that now other people are seeing him for who he really is.
It's estimated well over 15,000 people died under Governor Cuomo's mandate. The exact number is still unknown as politics was being played during record keeping and subsequent cover-up by Cuomo's office. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And crowds will return to the stands at the Australian Open on Thursday after COVID restrictions were lifted in Melbourne. The state of Victoria was placed under a five-day lockdown last week after a number of new infections in the suburbs of Australia's second-largest city. Fans will be able to return in time for the tournament's semifinals and finals, though the number of people allowed in has yet to be determined. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.